Tap, Dula Clark, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Would you say you're good or would you say you're evil? A survey asked people that question. 67% said they're good. 26% said neutral. 1% said they're evil. Maybe you want to stay away from those people, huh? All right, it's news time.
Local news and time.
It's 7 o'clock.
WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has begun talks with top Ukrainian officials in Saudi Arabia.
Ignoring questions from the media allowed in ahead of the talks, the U.S., Ukrainian, and Saudi delegation sat silent around the table. Ukraine has just said the meeting got off to a constructive start, but the talks overshadowed by this. Multiple drone strikes on the Moscow region overnight that left at least two people dead. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Stock futures are higher a day after recession fears triggered a sell-off on Wall Street. These investors in Boston are worried.
The rise on food, the fear that's being caused by these tariffs.
When commodities goes up in terms of goods in the stores, then you're going to be paying the price.
Kevin Hassett is the director of the National Economic Council.
I think that we're pretty close to having the uncertainty behind us. When that happens, then the economy really lifts off.
Dow futures are up 100. For the first time in its history, Southwest Airlines will start charging for checked bags. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says only select customers will be able to check two bags for free.
It comes at a time when Southwest is under pressure from an activist investor to improve its profitability. The airline has struggled with changing customer preferences coming out of the pandemic.
The changes will begin in late May. One crew member is missing after a U.S.-flagged oil tanker collided with a Portuguese container ship off the coast of England. CBS's Ian Lee reports multiple explosions set both ships on fire.
Environmentalists now worry a mixture of jet fuel, ship oil, and sodium cyanide in the water could have a deadly impact on wildlife.
Los Angeles County's new district attorney, Nathan Hochman, says the Menendez brothers should not be resentenced, as the former DA called for. Hochman says the brothers have lied about why they murdered their parents in 1989.
They have failed to meet these requirements to show that they are no longer an unreasonable risk of danger to the community. And that is why our position is that resentencing, if it occurs, they shouldn't actually be resentenced.
Eric and Lyle Menendez are serving life sentences without the possibility of parole. They claim they acted in self-defense. For the first time in 7 years, the National Hockey League has suspended a player for taking performance-enhancing drugs.
Aaron Ekblad for the chance to win, and he scores!
The Florida Panthers defenseman says he took a drug to help him recover from an injury, but he hadn't checked with team doctors first. He will serve 20 games, including the Panthers' first two playoff games. The Panthers are the defending Stanley Cup champions. NASDAQ futures up 68 now. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Chris Morrow, in for Stuart J. Waddles, with a quick look at this morning's headlines. Plans for a $13 million indoor ice arena in Franksville Park have been halted after the Racine County officials withdrew financial support, citing budgetary limitations and competing infrastructure priorities. In the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The city is hosting community listening sessions throughout the month of March to give residents a chance to learn more about the need for the referendum and allow them to ask questions. The first session takes place at 5:30 this afternoon at the Humble Park Community Center, 2200 Blaine Avenue. The next at 5:30 on March 18th. And Mayor Corey Mason has vetoed an ordinance that would change the structure of common council proceedings, including stripping the mayor's ability to appoint members to standing committees. Last week, Mason vetoed the ordinance, which common council approved on March 4th. Mason wasn't present for the March 4th common council meeting. Again, Stuart J. Waddles is off today. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour and on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart this morning, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
the Brewers get the win.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers beat the Seattle Mariners 7-5 in Cactus League action. Christian Yelich, coming off back surgery, delivered a home run.
Each year you feel different, or your swing's a little bit different, and you just have to prepare yourself with what you got that year and make it the best version of, you know, yourself, and go compete and see what happens.
Up next, the Brewers face the Cubs. NFL free agency. Packers signing two players. 49ers offensive guard Aaron Banks, 6'5", 325 pounds. It's a four-year deal worth $77 million. He'll play left guard. Elton Jenkins will move to center. Josh Myers is a free agent. On defense, the Packers adding defensive back Nate Hobbs from the Raiders. A four-year contract worth $48 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing T.J. Slayton to the Bengals. The defensive lineman getting a two-year deal worth just over $15 million. Bucks on the road tonight in Indy against the Pacers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon, and it is definitely going to be colder than yesterday. Our high today only 41 with winds northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight 31, tomorrow partly cloudy 45, Thursday 47. We're back to near 60 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 48.
They're up all the time. It doesn't matter what time you call the house, one of them's up. Yeah, oh, it could be 2 in the afternoon, 3 in the morning, 5 a.m., 11. Hello? They're up. They call me from weird places. It's 6 a.m. where I am. It's 5 a.m. where they are. Hello? Oh, what are you doing? More importantly, what are you doing, Mom? Well, we're in Home Depot's parking lot. We thought they opened at 6. They don't. So we're just going to sit here for an hour and look at the other old people that were confused by their ads. I said, Mom, why aren't you sleeping anymore? Well, don't tell your father this because he'll be embarrassed. But now we're afraid we're going to die in our sleep. So we've decided we'll just stay up and one of us will be up and then we'll nap. Because you never hear somebody dying while they were napping. You don't hear, oh, he died in his nap. You hear they died in their sleep. But if we both fall asleep, we won't know the other one's dead. And that's how things get out of hand.
Wait.
That's Rubber Night, the original version of that song, Everlasting Love. Then, of course, the Carl Carlton version came later on. Gloria Estefan had a hit with it. I think we're due for another hit with that song. Maybe Beyonce will record a version of Everlasting Love. Who knows? All right. A survey asked people what foods they absolutely couldn't live without. Now, this is not scientific. When you hear the list, you'll know that. Here's the foods they couldn't live without. Top 10. Mac and cheese, butter, pizza, milk, bread, bacon, pasta, cheese, burgers, and peanut butter. Obviously not scientific, because I think we could survive without mac and cheese and pizza. I'm not sure. I just think we can. Hey, this is your home for Racine Raiders football. They're back. First game coming up Saturday night, May 10th. Don Wadewitz calling the play-by-play with the Racine Raiders. Finally, they're back where they belong. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and the historic AM 1400 everywhere.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks the tune out.
CCR down on the corner, 713, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, sunshine today, temperatures falling to around 35, all right, that's still not too bad, partly cloudy tonight, low is 33, all right, that's still good, and sunshine tomorrow with a high near 43, it's not 63, but 43 is livable, right now it's sunny at 47 degrees in Radio Park, that sun coming up over Lake Michigan looks really nice. Here's a fun fact for you. M&M's had a chance to be the candy featured in the movie E.T., the extraterrestrial, but they turned it down. Do you remember what candy they finally used? Reese's penis. Piece. Reese's pieces. Reese's pieces jumped at the chance, and they saw a 65% jump in profits. Reese's pieces. There you go. Tough being an announcer, huh? 714, the local news, timeless hits at WRJN with Stevie Wonder, Uptight.
Across the railroad track, over their shirt, I own this painful man.
Everything's all right. 717 local news. Timeless hits here at WRGN. You know, when you're working remotely, you can work really anywhere. A lot of people are thinking about just what anywhere really means. According to this survey, 62% of Americans are now working from home, and they think they might want to move to another country. Could they work from there? The other 66% are working from home, and they want to move to a new city in the U.S. Can they work from there? My daughter lives in Florida, yet she works for an athletic club here in Wisconsin. She's been doing it for years, and everybody's happy. So I guess you can work anywhere, right? 717, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN, your home for Racine Raiders football. Right now, you're home for Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Dee Dee Sharp. And right, it's, 7:22 now. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Well, 2/3 of office workers say the relationship with their boss has gotten worse over the past year. More than half of people say they're looking for a new job because of their boss. The survey also found the things that bother people about their boss are pointless meetings, too many last-minute emergencies where they get work dumped upon them, too much micromanaging, and too many bosses telling disc jockeys what songs they can and cannot play. Maybe that last one's just me. People also said they lie to their boss an average of 5 times a week. Maybe that's why you don't like your boss. You're lying to the person all the time. Buddy Holly. Here's Peggy Sue at WRJN.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. For you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you.
Peggy Sue got married. Yeah, I think it has something to do with that song, too. Kathleen Turner played Peggy Sue in that film. It's kind of a weird movie, but I liked it. It's 7:25 at WRJN. This is odd but true. Pope John the 12th, the Pope from 955 to 964 AD, was killed by a man who caught the Pope sleeping with his wife. I need to hear the rest of the story on that one. Speaking of the rest of the story from Paul Harvey, here it is, brought to you daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Sunnyside Florists of Kenosha brings you Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. You've heard of Captain James Cook, the 18th century English explorer of the South Pacific and the Antarctic. After a while, Cook and his men grew rather jaded. You know, charting the uncharted began to lose its thrill. Exploring became, well, more of a profession than an adventure. They got a good jolt once, though. on a distant shore in the South Seas. The captain had sent a reconnaissance team out into the wilds, and in a few hours, one of the men returned running like a terrified schoolboy. He at last stood breathless before Captain Cook, searching for the correct words of explanation. Finally, he said, "Sir, out there we have shot something." Well, Captain Cook arched an eyebrow, inquired exactly what it was that his men had shot, to which the messenger replied that neither he nor any of the other men had the slightest idea. Now, for explorer Captain Cook, the old tingle of excitement was back, the feeling that there actually might be something new in the world after all, for he had just been told by one of his men that his recon party had shot and killed a strange, unidentified something. Sure enough, in a few minutes, the detail was spotted returning from its mission, trudging down the beach, proudly bearing the carcass of whatever it was. Now, if Captain Cook had expected something entirely out of the ordinary, he was not disappointed. After the creature had been brought to him for inspection, he just stood there shaking his head. And then all at once, a cacophony of rhetorical questions erupted from the gathering of Cook's men. What in the world was it anyway? Why hadn't they discovered anything like this before? Was its meat edible? Was it edible indeed? That was the most important question of all. Not that the explorers were starving, but any palatable alternative to fresh green turtle would be welcome. "See if you can lay hold of one of the natives," ordered the captain. "Surely the inhabitants of this remote island could tell them what was on the menu and what was not." Merely sighting one of the timid, swift natives was chore enough. Actually apprehending one long enough to extract from him some simple information seemed impossible. But nevertheless, another search party was formed, and a native was caught and was detained from his primitive routine about the landscape, and he was brought wide-eyed before Captain Cook. Captain tried to reassure him, said, "We mean you no harm," but the only response was quiet awe. The captain pointed to the carcass of this peculiar what's-it, and then pointed to his own mouth and gave an inquisitive shrug. The native understood, nodded yes. Splendid. That meant the meat was edible after all. By the way, Cook added, he and his men had never seen the likes of this weird creature before. What then did the natives call it? To which the native understandably replied in his own native language, "I don't understand you." To this day, the extraordinary beast discovered by Captain James Cook and his fellow explorers more than 200 years ago is known as the "I don't understand you." It was an oversight on Cook's part. A mistaken belief that the native comprehended his question. Today we know of 150 species and subspecies of this animal, and you and I still call it the "I don't understand you." Because, you see, in our language, we have adopted from the original regional aboriginal dialect of Australia, we have adopted their word for the phrase, "I don't understand you," and their word was kangaroo. And now you know the rest of the story.
Wow. All right. Hey, we have another rest of the story with Paul Harvey coming up with Dan Marquez, 12:05 this afternoon right here at WRJN, where it's exactly 7:30. Let's check morning news. Chris in for Stewart this morning.
Good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage in Wisconsin has become. It gives a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. That, along with low pay and low rates of diversity, seem to be problems statewide. Savannah Tomei-Olson has more.
The Department of Public Instruction put out the 2023 Educator Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report. It shows that of all the new teachers who start their careers here in Wisconsin, 55% of them are still here and still teachers 7 years later. Almost half have either quit the profession or moved to another state in that time. The situation is even worse when it comes to special education. Only 46% of first-time special ed teachers are still doing the job here in the Badger State after 7 years. Now, teachers have gone through all kinds of challenges, from dealing with lower school funding to the child mental health crisis to difficulties exacerbated by the pandemic. But pay is also a big part of this picture. The new analysis shows when you adjust for inflation, teachers are actually making $22,000 less than they were 15 years ago. Diversity is also a top concern. Studies show kids of color learn better when they have teachers of color, but the data shows 94% of Wisconsin teachers are white. Meanwhile, a third of enrolled students statewide are racial or ethnic minorities. They'd need a 27% rise in teachers of color to accurately represent the state's students. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underley says the DPI has programs to address some of these problems, but they need more resources. Governor Tony Evers proposed an over $3 billion increase in his budget for Wisconsin public schools. It would be a historic investment. However, Republicans have said that most of his plan is, quote, dead on arrival. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And it looks like plans for a $13 million indoor ice arena at Franksville Park have been halted after we're seeing county officials withdrew financial support due to budgetary limitations and competing infrastructure priorities. According to an article in the Racine County Eye today, the Racine County Ice Center announced the decision last week after County Executive Ralph Malicki informed them the county would no longer participate in funding or securing land for the facility. That's a quick look at news this morning. Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Watt. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour or on demand when you want it at WRJN.com. Again, in for Stewart, Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Well, given commodity prices and the latest good weather around Wisconsin, farmers are probably starting to think cash rents, do we adjust or stick with the plan? I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. If you find yourself reviewing cash rents that you're engaged in for the growing season of 2025, you're not alone. Ashley Hewn with the Steffes Group says they get this question all the time, especially at this time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we get asked that all the time. You know, what should we be renting and what's land going for? And that's always a loaded question. And, of course, you know, we want to always answer what's fair, because if the guy farming the land doesn't make any money, he can't afford to pay the landlord. So, you know, everybody's in this for an investment. And you know, it's got to be fair. And, you know, we talk about where it started with shares and that kind of thing. And of course, all the universities have all their information to plug and play. Landlords can get average rents from the counties, and, you know, but it's always just an average.
Right. Ashley Hewn with the Steffes Group out of Minnesota. They've got regular information on their website regarding cash rents and a guide. You can find it at steffesgroup.com. Markets and overnight electronic trade trying to rally back after a soft Monday. Numbers are next.
With the push of a button, you could save lives and the livelihood of others in your area. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on the sky this season. You can help by taking real-time weather observations on your phone and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Volunteer weather observers play an important role in tracking and relaying vital weather information. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit HeadsUpST.com to learn more.
On Monday, the barrel cheese dropped another 2.5 cents to 160.5. 40-pound block cheese was a penny stronger at 163.25, while double-A butter stood unchanged at 231 a pound. The April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning is up 4, 1720 a hundredweight. The December new crop corn, just a half cent higher right now at 455. November new crop beans are up a penny at 1018. And July new crop wheat, that's down 4 right now at 574 a bushel. There's your market update. I'm PM Yonke.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon, and it is definitely going to be colder than yesterday. Our high today only 41 with wind northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight 31, tomorrow partly cloudy 45, Thursday 47. We're back to near 60 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 46.
I'm not much for travel of any mode. When I do travel, though, I go by plane. I think it's nice to have a non-smoking section on planes. I think we ought to take it a step further. I think we need a non-speaking section. I don't know about you, every time I get on a plane now, I end up sitting next to some babbling mouseketeer who's way too happy with the airborne experience. They always feel compelled to tell me their life story from DNA up till that afternoon. Some of these people get in any kind of recliner and they think they're in therapy. I need a little peace and quiet when I fly. I'm very frightened. I won't even turn on an air blower above the seat. I always get the feeling I'm diverting power away from the jet. What about those masks that drop down in the event of decompression? That's a pretty flimsy-looking apparatus, isn't it? Doesn't this look remarkably like a parquet margarine cup on the end of an enema bag or something? You know, they always have these bizarre instructions to start the flow of oxygen, tug down lightly on the cord. And, you know, when I'm shoulder-rolling at 700 miles an hour, lightly just isn't in my vocabulary, all right? Something intrinsically cruel about having the last 40 seconds of your life turn into a Lucy skit.
The Beatles, early Beatles. Yeah, I want to hold your hand. It's 7:39 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJM. So the former assistant principal of a Mississippi elementary school said he was fired for reading a children's book to a group of second graders. The book was called I Need a New Butt. And it's silly. It's a comic story about a young boy who thinks he needs a new butt because the one he has is cracked. The guy says no parents complained. School officials fired him anyway. They think my butt's cracked. It is a funny title. I need a new butt. It's 7:40 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. We're expecting sunshine today. Temperatures falling to around 35 degrees. I think I need a new butt. Partly cloudy. Lows around 33 tonight. Tomorrow's sunny with a high near 43. Right now the sun is shining bright. We've got 47 degrees here at Radio Park. We're doing it now with the Jackson 5. I'll want you back.
Too late for me to take a second look. Oh, baby, give me one.
News, Tamla sits at WRJN. It's 7:43. Well, check this out. A study found eating refined carbs for breakfast, like donuts, pancakes, or sugary cereal, makes you uglier within 2 hours. Well, that explains a lot with me. Now I know. Billy Joe Royal down in the boondocks looking for sunshine today. Temperatures falling to 35, sunny, and 47 right now at Radio Park.
Down in the boondocks.
Down to the boondock, 7:46, local news, Tamla sits here at WRJN. So last year, a flight in China was delayed by more than 4 hours after a passenger threw coins into the jet engine, apparently for good luck. Wasn't good luck for him. He was arrested. The coins were removed. This is yet another reason why I don't like to fly.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili. All made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
And the Playboys, and yes, that's Jerry Lewis's son. Had a good career, a lot of hit songs too. This Diamond Ring. It's 7:51. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, do you really need to change all your passwords every year? One cybersecurity expert says absolutely no. As long as you use different passwords for different sites, each one is at least 12 characters long, and they've never been part of a data breach, you never need to change them. Yeah. Except if you're using the password 123456 or 123ABC or ABC123, then you might want to think about getting a new password. Huh? All right, this is Rick Nelson's story about him at Madison Square Garden. Here's the garden party.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you
sail. People came from miles around. Everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus. There was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Good. Playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like you should. You gotta play at garden parties. I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. And it's all right now. Yeah, learn my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Rick Nelson talking about his bad night at Madison Square Garden. 7:55, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, back in 1939, a Chinese-American family in San Diego couldn't find a place to live because no one would rent to them. But then a black couple named Emma and Gus Thompson stepped in and let them rent a place and eventually buy it. Cut to 85 years later, the family has done well for themselves, and now the original owner's sons are paying it forward by selling the house and donating $5 million to create scholarships for black college students. You never know where a good deed can lead you, do you? Hey, we're looking for sunshine today, all day today. Right now it's sunny and 45 at Radio Park.
Just need help, girl.
Kicks 758 local news. Timeless Hits WRJN. Well, here's a weird movie story. A stunt woman fell 30 feet during a chase sequence in a movie. She broke her bones in her face, arms, and hand, and that take actually made it into the movie. She was doing the hoverboard sequence to the movie Back to the Future 2. I remember that sequence. And it's actually in the movie. My goodness. All right, Expressway to your heart, soul survivors. So what's going to be a sunny day today? Right now it's sunny and 45 at Radio Park.
I've been trying to get to you for a long time. Because constantly you've been on my mind. I was thinking about a shortcut I could take. But it seems like I made a mistake. But I was wrong.
Ooh, it took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. And by, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. Caught in the rush hour. These fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
It's WRJN. All right, Express Radio Heart, Soul Survivors. Well, this is another edition.